Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for April 20th, 2018. In today's news, United Technologies unveils its Center for Intelligent Buildings in Florida. Elevators are being considered for a historic pedestrian bridge in Missouri. A child in Glasgow, Scotland was unharmed after an escalator mishap. And the developer of a Dubai Marina Tower is pleased by the response.
Officials from United Technologies Corporation, or UTC, cut the ribbon on April 17th for UTC's $115 million, 224,000 square foot Center for Intelligent Buildings in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, WLRN Public Radio reports. Bob McDonough, UTC Climate Controls and Security President, observes the facility showcases features of the company's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, elevator, escalator, fire security, and building automation offerings that are typically hidden, such as escalator belts. Florida Governor Rick Scott praised the move as a job generator that will provide an economic boost for years to come. The center currently employs 350 and expects to add even more jobs by 2021. McDonough states more than 6,000 business customers will visit the center, located in the I-95 corridor, in the first year.
A pair of elevators on either side of the historic Jefferson Avenue footbridge in Springfield, Missouri, would bring the attraction into compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, the Springfield News Leader reports. City leaders are leaning toward the $2.3 million plan, which would be funded primarily by federal grants and include lighting. Council members described the bridge, built in 1902, as integral to the economic vitality of Commercial Street, populated by local shops and restaurants, and a Springfield icon. The bridge, which is in need of repair, has been closed for more than 2 years and was last renovated in the early 2000s.
Medical, police, and fire personnel responded on April 19th to an incident at Glasgow Science Center in Glasgow, Scotland, in which the shoe of a 5-year-old boy on a school trip became trapped at the bottom of the center's escalator, Glasgow Live reports. The entrapment caused the escalator to stop, and the boy's shoe was quickly freed. He was taken to a hospital as a precaution, but was, quote, up and walking and wearing a police officer's hat, end quote, later that afternoon, according to a Science Center spokeswoman.
LIV Real Estate Development announced sales of units in the 27-story LIV Residence Dubai Marina on the waterfront have successfully completed and that Phase 2 sales have begun, Arabian Business reports. Located on what's being called the last prime spot of Dubai Marina land, LIV contains studios to penthouses, and residents will enjoy a range of amenities such as a pool, a gym, and gardens. LIV CEO Latif Habib said the development has attracted a good mix of investors of all nationalities. Construction is ahead of schedule and completion is anticipated in the second quarter of 2019.
For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@ElevatorWorld.com.